3 and 23 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 201. Can such a scene indicate any sign of lascivious lust? I can't see for the life of me where it does. Does what Willie Turner saw, taking for granted he saw it, show that Frank was planning to ruin little Mary Fagan? Does it uphold this plot my friend Hooper had so much to say about, even with that? Considering Willie Turner did see such a thing, there's one fact that takes the sting out of it. He saw it in broad daylight. Frank was with the little girl right in front of Lemmy Quinn's office in an open factory where there were a lot of people and where the girls were quitting their work and getting ready to go home to dinner. It wasn't so, though, and Frank never made any improper advances to this little girl. Let me tell you why. Mary Fagan was a good girl, as pure as God makes them, and as innocent. She was all that, and more. But she would have known a lascivious advance or an ogling eye the minute she saw it, and the minute this man made any sort of a move to her, she would have fled instantly to home to tell this good father and mother of hers. Then next, they bring Dewey Hewell, who says she saw Frank with his hand on Mary's shoulder. That's all right, but there is Grace Hicks and Helen Ferguson and Magnolia Kennedy who contradict her and say Frank never knew Mary Fagan. You can say all you please about such as that, but there is one fact that stands out indisputable. If that little girl had ever received mistreatment at the pencil factory, no deer would have bounded more quickly from the brush at the Bay of Dogs than she would have fled home to tell her father and mother. Now my friend from the Wiregrass says Gant was a victim of his plot by Frank against Mary Fagan. I don't doubt that this plot has been framed in the hearing of every detective in the sound of my voice. Hooper says Frank plotted to get the girl there on the Saturday she was killed, says he plotted with Jim Conley. Jim says Frank told him at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon to return on the next morning. How could Frank have known she was coming back Saturday? He couldn't have known. He's no seer, no mind reader, although